Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the majority of us think that we come from dysfunctional families. Now, I thought it was just rare. I thought it was like, okay, you know, our family has issues, you know, maybe that family over there, but all these other families, they look like, you know, the Waltons or Eight is Enough. Which, I don't really remember the TV shows, but I'm sure they were pretty dysfunctional. And then you start to go through life, and you learn, as a kid, I learned that the Brady Bunch was pretty dysfunctional. I think Greg slept with his mom. not on the show, but in real life. And you start to go, okay, wait a second here. And then you get older, and you start to kind of get a little feel of what's going on behind other people's curtains that they put up. And you're like, okay, so wait a second. So, yeah, I had that growing up, and I had that growing up, and huh. And then we see the royals, and we're watching a beautiful ceremony today. Just beautiful ceremony as the Queen Elizabeth's body and coffin was brought to Westminster. It was just fantastic. It was somber. It was beautiful, and it brought in centuries of tradition. That's a whole other topic for a different day. But you're seeing Harry and Meghan and William and Charles and Camilla, and, you know, and the royals have had their, you know, drama. Prince didn't want to be married to King Charles III at the time when he was prince, didn't really want to be married to Diana. He was in love with Camilla. He ended up getting with Camilla. Now Camilla's queen consort. You had Will, who had broken up with Kate when they were dating. Now they're back together and married, obviously, with three beautiful children. You have Harry, who, you know, was a little bit of a rebel, but then he gets married, and then he and Meghan leave, and then now they have this tell-all that's supposed to come out. And you're looking at all this, and you're just seeing, you know, their family isn't that much different. They're rich. They got a lot of jewels. And, you know, one of them's going to be king soon. But you just kind of look at it as are we all, do all of us have dysfunctionality? So what's the definition of a dysfunctional family? Well, it's tricky. All right? On one end, from a medical standpoint, it's where it's wrought with abuse, wrought with neglect, wrought with lack of unity. But there's a lot of other sort of symptoms that a family could be dysfunctional. One is no communication. People really aren't communicating with each other. Nobody talks to each other. When they do talk, it ends up being a fight. You can't talk to. I can't talk to that person. I can't talk to that person. So they just can't feel like they could talk to each other. Another is the family member comparisons. I used to hate that. Why can't you be more like so-and-so? Be more like so-and-so. You need to be more like so-and-so. Patients would come in, bringing in family members saying, you need to be more like so-and-so. Okay, you can't do that with a child. You can't do that with a family member. You know, I understand that a lot of parents might not understand why you have two children with similar genes, but they do things differently. I have two boys. They are very different. I mean, they're alike in some of their humor, you know, and they're alike in that I think they both love their mama so much. Oh, my babies love their mama. But the rest of it, they don't have a lot of similarities. If there's power struggles, criticism, unpredictable interactions, this is according to, I think this is from Very Well Mind, what is a dysfunctional family? Little or no intimacy. There could be drug abuse. There could be alcohol abuse. But there are multiple, this is family love to know. Common characteristics of a dysfunctional family. Excessive criticism. Just lack of any sort of cohesion. we're here for each other. And now, you have a lot of families that fake it. They're there for each other by duty, but they can't stand each other. And they, you know, and is it that maybe dysfunctional family needs to be redefined? When you have somebody who's abusive, somebody beats, you know, somebody draws somebody else into addiction, or somebody's addiction hurts somebody else, and there's fights over the will and things like that. That's one sort of dysfunctionality. But maybe we're using dysfunctionality for what normally happens with any family, with any friendship, with any coworkers or corporations. When I look at some of these definitions, and they vary, you know, well, there's power struggles, there's somebody taking credit for something else, there's somebody trying to prevent somebody else from, being where they need to be. Well, I've seen that in corporations. I've seen that in places I've worked. I've seen, is it just human nature prevents there being a family that's supposed to be so super duper close, and we in Hollywood have, you know, made families look like, I mean, in the olden days, like Leave It to Beaver, where you could sit down, you know, I thought something was really wrong with my parents because I couldn't sit and talk to them at dinner like they could on TV without, you know, getting yelled at, or, you know, saying you can't bring that subject up, or, so I thought there was something wrong with my family. Maybe there was something wrong with my family. I don't know. But maybe what's wrong is Hollywood used to depict that there were supposed to be all these ideals. So you look at your family and they're like, oh gosh, my family sucks. We have no communication. We have, and maybe we set the bar too high. But then you have shows like Dallas and Dynasty and Empire, and you start to then go, well, wait a second, you know, families do struggle. Somebody does end up cheating, and then there's another family member, you know, that now takes the place of mom or dad, or, you know, these things, maybe we need to redefine dysfunctionality. But when I have patients calling saying, you know, there's something wrong with their family, and I try to suggest group therapy and family therapy, and they're like, well, no one's going to go, nobody talks to each other, I just see family breakdown so common these days. And maybe that's what's wrong with society. We don't have family units. People don't feel like they could talk to their parents. People don't feel like they could talk to their siblings. And when you think that your family is dysfunctional when it's not, you don't then nurture some of the good things you actually have in that family. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So thank God we haven't had huge health headlines. But unfortunately, one of the major headlines we had yesterday, and what was really trending on social media, is how most of us got spanked up both cheeks and backsides. And, man, we took a beating yesterday with the stock market as it dropped, what, at least 1,200 points? It was down even, I believe, further than that. And today, I think right now, we're at, what, 66? It's up 66. So it's a little bit modestly higher, but people are nervous, and it's all, you know, everybody says, well, it's the economy stupid, you know, in terms of what people care about the most. I think it's very related to health. I think it's related to our education. I think it's related to a whole bunch of things. And so, yes, the economy is something that needs to have a focus. And I don't really think a lot of politicians are focusing on that. We have still a lot of debate on whether students who make $125,000 a year or less, or as a couple make $250,000 a year, if they should have $10,000 of their student loans paid for by the federal government. Now, if you think it's an economy-saving measure and all that spending is going to, you know, be the end-all of our woes, that's one thing. I don't. In fact, 22 Republican governors have signed a letter sent to President Joe Biden now asking for him to withdraw his student loan forgiveness plan. And I told you guys what we need to do to help these students out. And I'll reinforce that. But in this letter that was dated yesterday, or no, 2 days ago, the governors wrote that they, quote, fundamentally oppose Biden's plan to force American taxpayers to pay off the student loan debt of an elite few. The Republicans include Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and they claim that Biden's plan would harm low-income families, writing hourly workers will pay off the master's and doctorate degrees of high-salaried lawyers, doctors, and professors. Simply put, your plan rewards the rich and punishes the poor. So Biden had promised, and this was a promise in the primary, that he was going to do something for student loans. And rather than wiping off everybody's student loans, which could have been disastrous in terms of money coming in, especially when half the country doesn't pay taxes, so we don't have a lot of money coming in, it also didn't really help the college students that are saying, look, I'm about to go to school, or I paid my student loans. College is too expensive, and it's going to continue to be too expensive, and I can't afford to put my kids through school. And then it also put in disarray, well, do we borrow? I was on campus yesterday talking to students. You know, and I have a student in college. I'm like, if money's going to be, why am I emptying out my savings to put him through school when we could borrow and then get it written off? And then now you have this disarray of nobody pay your student loans. Don't pay your student loans because the next president might wipe off more. Or there's going to be, so nobody pay, okay, if you borrow money, you pay. If you're borrowing against your car, you pay. If you're taking out a mortgage, you pay. And the last couple years, we've started to change, especially with eviction moratorium and things like that. You don't have to pay what you owe. So who does owe? Well, other people. Other people owe for you. It's a very, very mixed message. And the average college student does not want to be in the eye of Mordor from this perspective of, you know, America's ticked off that they didn't go to college because they couldn't afford to, and they're paying, you know, for my $10,000. The average college student doesn't want that. They just want college not causing them to have huge, huge debt. Some of these kids are incurring hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. That $10,000, that's a drop in the bucket, and trust me, the students are like, well, thank you. A lot of students will take it, but it doesn't solve any problem. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't talk to the colleges about, can we have some transparency? So I was on campus, and I had to look for a parking space. I had a student parking sticker, so I could be there for College Student Health Awareness Day. There was no student parking, but there was plenty of staff parking. Now, I've been to that campus multiple times in the last 20, 30 years. And there was never staff parking because there was all hands on deck. There was no staff parking. I mean, I'm sorry, there was all staff parking. I'm like, where's the staff? Where's the staff? And when I talk to students, they're like, oh, yeah, teacher's remote. We're in class or we're here studying, you know, because the kids want to be around other kids. But teacher's not there. Not a lot of them. I did run into a couple professors, really nice guys. But other than that, all the staff parking spaces, it was like empty, empty, empty. So then that's great. We could save money. If your professors are working from home and they're not working full time, then we could, then that could save the college money. That could save the students money. If you aren't using the classrooms because the professor's not holding class and it's online, then rent those classrooms out. That could bring an income and offset the tuition, but that's not happening. Tuition's going up. Tuition keeps going up. And so I love students, and I will always be on the side of students to help them with what they need. But what they need is, you know, next semester's tuition to go down. Not the hate of the average working American who feels like they have to now pay or they made a bad decision not borrowing. I mean, I worked 3 part-time jobs to get through college, so I wouldn't owe the government anything. It would have really, really been nice to not have to work that much and to have borrowed. And trust me, $10,000 would have really covered my rent, would have covered my, I mean, it's, you know, I don't mind. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I want to make the world better for other people. So I don't mind that my blood, sweat, and tears could be benefited by others. I'm totally fine with that. That's why I went to medical school. Nobody owes me nothing. But I mean, did anybody talk to the students? What are the students asking for? They're not asking for, you know, I mean, they're like, no debt, but to shave off a chunk, have everybody ticked off, and then there were many people that were like, a lot of college students were like, but I didn't borrow. I went to state school. I went to state school so I wouldn't have to borrow. So, you know, should we have made decisions to go to the more expensive schools? I don't know. It's messed up. And then, you know, the rich shouldn't be the only ones getting to go to these fancy schools. See, how it works is you don't have to be rich to go to UCLA or UCSD or to Case Western or George Washington U. We have a system now such that you can borrow if you want to go to that fancy-schmancy school and not do state school. I didn't want to borrow that much. I wanted to go to state school, and I'm glad I did. State school was awesome for me. But if you want to do the fancy-schmancy school, fancy-schmancy dorm, living expenses, you're going to have to borrow the money, and then you're going to have to pay it back. But this idea that you're going to reward those that took that chance, that jump to go fancy-schmancy, I don't want... Man, I had to live in people's backyards. I had to share rooms. I had to scrimp and save, trying to find places to live. To be in a fancy dorm at Pepperdine and then later get that paid off by the government starts to make people ticked. So it was not a very well thought out process. So we'll see what happens. I don't want. I mean, you can't promise something to students and then take it away and. But, you know, how I really think it should be solved is $10,000 be taken off from the schools. The schools pay the government for that money. Oh, you can't do that. You can't force the schools to do that. No, you can't force somebody's next door neighbor to pay for it. So it was poorly done. And as much as I love couples that make $250,000, I would rather my tax dollars go to the homeless, go to these kids that are malnourished. I would rather put that money to school security. I'd rather put that money to hire more people, help the border. We're going to be talking a little bit later about what's going on with the border, where many places are worried about, you know, they're closing up early. They're worried about crime. Somebody said the dogs got killed so they could, so some of the people that came over could break into the house. I mean, I'd rather see money. There's so many other things money needs to go to. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for September edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. The one-year economic outlook continued its rise from extremely low readings earlier in the summer, but the gains were offset by modest declines in the long-term outlook. The survey noted a high level of consumer uncertainty over inflation, despite the recent drop in energy prices. Elon Musk is accusing Twitter of fraud after he alleges it concealed serious flaws in the social media company's data security. Musk saying this should allow him to end his $44 billion deal to purchase a social media company. The Justice Department is using more than 150 federal prosecutors to combat the rising crimes linked to cryptocurrencies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, for years, decades, I struggled with migraines. And it was not easy because I had to go to work. I had a family. And the medications that have been out there, you know, God bless them and the companies for what they made, but I wouldn't feel well on them. In fact, I just didn't feel that acute and, you know, keen as I needed to be. So I would kind of struggle through the migraine. And we got some new stuff out there, thanks to AbbVie, and there's been some great, great advancements. But what about the workplace, and what sort of things can we do as we're dealing with one of the most common causes of disability in the world? So joining us next is Dr. Merle Diamond, President and Medical Director of Diamond Headache Clinics, and Jen Tardy, Inclusive Recruiting Expert and Career Coach, to talk to us about how to work through migraines and what do we have now that we could use to treat this. Dr. Diamond, Jen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Man, God bless you guys, because I tell you, it was rough. I struggled. Dr. Diamond, let's start with you. Migraines. Why do we have them? What's so different about this and some of these other headaches that we get?
Well, migraine, the way I like to think about migraine is that patients who suffer with migraine disease have a hypersensitive nervous system. And migraine is a complex neurologic disease that is presents as a throbbing, pulsatile headache associated, and it's mostly moderate to severe, so it has high disability. It's also associated with nausea, sometimes vomiting, and light and noise sensitivity. So it's more than just the head pain. And the attacks are episodic. We can't always predict them. So it takes a lot of time out of our patients' lives.
Mm-hmm. And many people think that migraines aren't treatable. They, you know, they're like, you know what? It's my hormones, or it's the way I slept, or it's and there's this feeling for those of us who suffered with migraines that there's not much we could do. But you guys specialize in this. Tell us about some of the latest advancements.
Well, so migraine is a misunderstood disease, and that's why we've partnered. Jen and I have partnered with AbbVie to talk about this. We just know a whole bunch more about what causes migraine and what chemicals are involved, and so it's allowed us to have better treatments available for our patients.
Mm-hmm. And AbbVie, can you talk about their treatment? It's very, very cool.
Yeah, so Qulipta is a once-a-day preventive medication for migraine. It's one pill in an adult who has episodic migraine, so that means less than 15 attacks per month. And it can reduce disability significantly and reduce the frequency of your migraines by over 50% in some patients. It is associated with some constipation, sometimes some nausea, and sometimes some fatigue. But it's very exciting to have medications that target the migraine attack.
Mm-hmm. FDA approved, too. And what I like about that is many people, when they do struggle with pain, they're like, I'll work through it. And then when the migraine is so bad, they're reaching for narcotics, or they're reaching for, and, you know, and we're going to have Jen kind of talk about this. We have to work. We, you know, how are we functional at work? And you know, what are some things we could do to, you know, be able to manage our migraines without having to lose work, lose time off, and not be able to function on a daily basis?
Huge issue impacting individuals and workplaces. It's a $19.3 billion challenge, where 81% of it, that indirect cost, is connected to absenteeism. And so one of the things that, well, let me actually take a step back, because as we sponsored a survey of 1,000 individuals ages 18 plus living with migraine and how it really impacts their jobs. And some of the key findings that came out of that survey include 78% that said that they're experiencing presenteeism, which means, to your earlier point, they're in the office, they experience migraine, and then they also experience a lack of productivity. It's a decrease in being able to be productive. And so as we're beginning to think about some solutions to make your workplace more migraine-friendly, some of the solutions that came through the survey findings include soft lighting, a designated quiet area, paid sick leave, or even time off, because even 66% of the survey respondents mentioned that there's just a stigma that they feel is attached to when they have to ask for some time away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so true. And people think, you know, when you say I have a headache, you know how many times I told my husband I had a headache and he thought I was lying? I mean, you know, it's real. And then you feel like you have to, you know, you have to prove. It's like you're guilty until proven innocent. You have to prove it, and they don't understand. Those of us that suffer from migraines, we get it. There's a look. And by the way, there's also a way, Dr. Diamond can attest to this, there's a way people hold their head. It's a much different from other headaches. When you have a migraine, you hold your head differently.
That's true. Absolutely. Patients do a lot of different things to try to lessen their discomfort, and it's really important to get a diagnosis and then to get an effective treatment.
You know, Jen, I've always wondered if we've made movements on migraine sufferers, you know, having the accommodations, the ADA protections, because as both of you pointed out, you know, darker workspaces, less blue light coming from computer screens, ergonomic, you know, things to quiet spaces. How are we doing on that from the workspace standpoint?
One of the areas of results that we saw from the survey said that there's still 30% of workplaces out there that don't offer accommodations. And so as we begin to think about inclusion in safe workplaces, I am always for organizations that say, I don't need to wait for a law or a jurisdiction or something to come into play for me to make these changes and be proactive about creating these safe work environments. We're going to do things proactively. And so even just looking at the survey results and the things that that these respondents are actually saying that they need, if we can proactively start having these discussions proactively, you know, recognize that we are not alone and that there are things that we can do, the better off we'll all be as a workplace.
So I love the idea we have a medication for prevention, you know, rather than I have a headache, I need to, you know, take it now, you know, before it gets worse. How can my listeners get more information on this?
They can go to QLIPTA, QULIPTA.com, or 1-855-QLIPTA. And I would encourage patients with migraine to go to those websites and get lots of information.
And you're finding pretty embracive insurance company coverage on these?
Yeah. Obviously, it varies from state to state, but most commercial insurers, commercially insured patients can get these medications.
I love it. And, Jen, any resources or suggestions you have for our listeners?
I would just echo what Dr. Diamond said by going to QLIPTA.com and checking out all of the free resources that they have there.
Well, you know, we really appreciate you guys. You really touched upon something that a lot of, in the media, they don't talk a lot about, and it we struggle, and, you know, it's, you know, being able to talk to your employer, being able to, you know, ask for accommodations, and being able to take something to allow you to be productive, is even with your kids, and be able to, you know, deal with your non-workplace activities is life-saving. One more time, if you could give us the website.
QLIPTA.com.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you again, Dr. Diamond, Jen Tardy. We appreciate you guys, and can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you guys, you know, the biggest cure for me, you know, when it came to migraines, and I didn't get a chance to, you know, be able to try QLIPTA because I had gone through menopause before then, was menopause. I'm not saying go through menopause if you don't have to. Men suffer from migraines too and have hormone adjustments that you know could trigger it. But the idea of a preventative medicine I think is definitely life changing. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back.
back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you all do it. You all tell your doctor, no, you don't have any issues. You don't take any medications. Then when I ask, you know, so no issues for sleep? No, no, no. So do you take any Tylenol PM, any Benadryl, any melatonin? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what do you do for sleep? Well, yeah, I take it. How often? Every night. Well, I think a lot of us suffer and struggle with insomnia, and we don't realize we do, because there are a lot of over-the-counter things out there, but I notice that we need to really talk a little bit more about why this is happening and how a lot of these over-the-counter medicines don't really aren't your go-to. And I've spoken about it, but I promise you guys would get an expert. So joining us next is Dr. Charlene Gamaldo, professor of neurology at Johns Hopkins, to talk to us about trouble sleeping, what we could do to improve our sleep. And Dr. Gamaldo, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
It's common out there. What, 70% of people, well, not 70% of people have it, but it's a large percentage, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So right now it's estimated about 25 million Americans are struggling with insomnia. And, you know, that's an estimate. It's very possible that it's an underestimate, but needless to say, it's a lot of people.
Yes, yeah. And many people don't realize they have it because during the day they feel fine. Tell the doctor or medical provider, no, I'm good. And then all of a sudden they're lying there in bed. They go, oh, yeah, I can't sleep. And what are some of the causes that you're noticing that are some of the reasons for people struggling to sleep?
So insomnia is one of those which makes things very exciting, that every patient has a story. And the way they got to their symptoms of insomnia or their condition can be very different. And it can range from, the genetic code of your sleep personality, all the way to medical conditions that can be impacting it. And then externally, what stress is going on? What's your sleep environment like? What's your sleep surface like? And even if your neighborhood and surrounding area is conducive to good sleep. So all of those elements can impact your sleep experience, and that's what needs to be teased out when discussing with a healthcare provider how you get the best quality sleep.
And, you know, that's so true. I mean, I've tried to kick out the pets, husband snoring, you know, outside noises, stress, and it's multifactorial. And the Alliance for Sleep and your team offers a lot of guidance. Talk to us about that.
For sure. So I'm really honored to be a part of this group that was brought together, a group of sleep experts who are multidisciplinary and have really made strides and contributions to sleep from the standpoint of sleep research, sleep education, and sleep clinical care. And we wanted to come together to get a better sense of the landscape of insomnia in terms of the insomnia sufferers, how it's impacting them, and what have been the barriers and struggles to getting better sleep. But what was really interesting is that the Wake Up America survey that we conducted was one of the first of its kind that not only interviewed the stakeholders from the patient perspective, but also the healthcare providers who are non-sleep specialists, so general practitioners and psychiatrists, because oftentimes they are basically the gatekeepers to first hear about sleep problems in our patient population. So with the survey, our consortium really wanted to get an appreciation from these folks what's happening, and it was extremely enlightening. And after 20 years of practicing sleep, I learned a lot from the results of that survey.
And, you know, our functioning at work, our functioning with driving, our functioning with kids and child safety, it's baby safety month. Not having good sleep doesn't just affect the night. It's cumulative. And I mean, you could go 7 days and your productivity just drops. So, you know, my patients are frustrated. Melatonin doesn't cut it. You know, Benadryl doesn't cut it. And, you know, if you do get all the factors in place, are there medications that you're comfortable with prescribing and recommending?
You know, I would say in general, I look at it just the similar way as to how I approach it in getting the history. Everything needs to be discussed on, you know, from a personalized approach. Whenever you're discussing beyond, you know, behaviors and techniques, whenever you're discussing medicines or any product that you're going to take internally, you have to discuss the pros and the cons, the side effects and the benefits. So that's all part of the approach, so that really the patient can make an informed decision and, you know, personalize it to their needs. So I would say it's not a one-size-fits-all, but definitely you don't just start with medications. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, consider where the patient's at and the options moving forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. Idorsia Pharmaceuticals, they have something new. Can you talk to us about their FDA-approved medication?
So from that standpoint, you know, I'm really serving from the standpoint of just educating about insomnia and the impact of it and raising the awareness, and not necessarily about a specific approach, because it really has to be individualized and discussed with a patient one-on-one with their provider.
No, I agree. Absolutely. So what other tips and recommendations do you have for our listeners?
So take-home message is that the listeners should know, if you are having problems with your sleep and it's beyond just a one-off, that you may have a medical condition. Insomnia is a medical condition. And the way you can tease that apart from just a one-off is the rule of three. It's very simple. Are you having problems with your sleep and feeling rested and restored at least 3 times a day? Is it happening more than over three months? And is it affecting your overall functioning? If you check all three of those boxes, you fit mm-hmm. insomnia as a medical condition. And at that point, it's worth it for your overall health and well-being, as well as your long-term health, to discuss it with your medical provider.
Absolutely. Where can my listeners go for more information?
For sure. So WakeUpAmericaSurvey.com provides the summary of results from the survey. And it provides some education about where we stand in terms of folks having insomnia, the sufferers, what's the impact of it. But also, it's a great place to get some education on some of the myths that are out there about sleep, and hopefully can serve as a way to bust some of those myths. And then finally, WakeUpAmericaSurvey.com also gives some more detail about the Alliance and our mission to hopefully work with our stakeholders in terms of patients, as well as other members of the medical field, to get better sleep health.
Exactly. And I'm going to reach out to Alliance for Sleep to sit down with all my pets, have a group meeting, and tell them to quit waking me up in the middle of the night. Dr. Grimaldo, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If I could just close on this, I tell you, you know, we struggle. Insomnia is not easy. And I notice, you know, my sleep doesn't come as quickly as it could, you know. Sometimes, though, you know, this was a good segment, but some of my other segments might put you to sleep. So maybe use my show to put you to sleep. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.